to hold a team like that. Blaylock, 3-for-13 shooting, Bill. Just great, great defense for your guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I was really, really happy with how it came out. I'd say probably one of the better defensive performances we've had since I've been here at Northern. So, you know, locked up. I mean, Blaylock is really a all-league player for them, certainly a possible All-American. I thought that Kenton Mack and Alec Fruin did an amazing job on him. Miles makes a lot of difference. You know, the first game we didn't have him. You know, he comes in today, and, man, does he have a lot of important plays out there. You know, and it's interesting, right, because, I mean, I'm looking at the blocks, and we got to look at the sheet, because I tell you what, he had more than three.
Oh, yeah.
He had more than three. So we'll have to do a little review of the tape, because I counted about seven, you know.
Yep.
Great game, obviously, offensive by Isaiah. You know, that's the one nice thing is with Isaiah and Nava, we have a lot of other guys that can do some things. So, you know, overall, really impressive.
Nava's passing was just spot on, wasn't it? I mean, not just the alley-oops. Those were fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But his passing was spot on.
Yeah, his passing was pretty incredible. You know, I mean, overall, what he did out there today was pretty amazing. Yeah, no wonder. I was looking at the wrong stats.
Oh, okay, there you go.
There
this
we
is
go.
The final stats.
That's the final stats. I was looking at the thing and saying there's no way. I mean, okay, there we go. It's a little better.
Yeah.
That's a little better.
Still might have to look at the...
Five blocks or miles. So we got about two, but no. Overall, I mean, what we wanted to see today, right? Just a gritty defensive performance. That's how you got to be based as a team, and then, you know, roll it from there. So I'm happy for our guys. They put a lot of work in over this summer and in this preseason, and good to see them come out and really dominate a game.
What's it like coaching? You're standing there and you're watching your guys not only doing what you told them to do and what Charles and, you know, you guys work on, but to see them having fun doing it. I mean, everybody's excited at a dunk, but, I mean, the bench was up. The band down there was just hollering every time their guys go to the line. I mean, it was great, wasn't it?
It was. You know, I mean, it's starting to build a little bit of an environment here, which is so huge. And I think that's the one thing hopefully we can continue on. I mean, we got a good brand of basketball going here that I think people would really love to see. So hopefully we can keep on getting them to come out. You know, overall from us, this is a great team, and I think that's the one thing you got to emphasize. It's a team. Everybody that plays does their job. Everybody that goes out there does what they're required. You know, we talk a lot about the 95%. You know, literally, even if you're a great player, you only have the basketball in your hands 5% of the time. So what are you doing with the other 95% that you have? And I was really happy with our 95% today.
All right. Well, a milestone for Isaiah, hey?
Yes.
This is a great accomplishment for him.
Absolutely. So proud of him, you know, and it's a testament to his work. You know, he came in as a really good player, had some things to learn, but he was not really that great a shooter. And I think it's nice to see on a day that he gets his 1,000th point, you know, he ends up 5-7 from three. That tells you the amount of work that he's put into his game.
Yeah, he was on fire. So we're going to get him on the air here. Bill, thanks for this.
Okay.
And we'll see you next time.
All right, Jack. Thank you.
Okay.